We're back on Bennington Today. And we're back on Bennington Today with Bob Jarvis, who is calling from Nebraska, dedicated as he is to the task that he's put out for himself to run for the select board in the town of Pownall. How did you come to this decision, Bob?
A large part of it was the town plan. I want to make sure that when that gets ratified and when that gets approved and finalized, that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot and not allowing the businesses that can really bring the most benefit into our town. And I had heard a lot of defeatist positions from many people in town saying that the time of large employers coming to Pownall is over. And I'm not willing to make that statement, and I'm not willing to let us actually write that into a town plan that would certainly seal that as the future. So that's what really got me involved in it. And it's and there was some advice also from other people that I had been part of an attempt to bring the town plan to a vote, didn't get the signatures that I needed on a petition to be able to do that. But also it received some advice from people saying that that perhaps that wasn't the right route. It is a representative government. We elect our officials to be able to push these things forward or to be able to set our direction, and then we have to trust that our elected officials are doing what we elected them to do. So
and that's when you say,
so that's the direction I'm taking now. If I can change the direction and actually make Pownall a more business-friendly place, no one can promise you that they can get larger employers to come to our town.
No.
But I can promise that I will do everything I can to make that more possible and more probable.
And talk a little bit about the artistic view of this, of the plan. Because you brought up art. How is it that you think they're focusing upon it too much?
Well, I think anyone who reads the vision, and like I said before, the vision is really only four substantive paragraphs. There's a three-sentence opening paragraph and a one-sentence closer, and then there's four paragraphs in the town plan. The only mention of a large employer is negative. The mention of a large employer in the first paragraph is a warning not to become dependent on them, and that's the only mention. Everything else is in the first paragraph is farm to table and our creative community, the arts. Paragraphs 2, 3, and 4 of those four substantive ones are 100% dedicated to the arts. And I think it's wonderful that we have an emerging arts community in Pownall and that it's growing. But every sector of our economy depends on other sectors of our economy. You need all sectors firing on all cylinders to lift all boats and to be able to, farmers are going to be able to sell more goods if we have a higher standard of living in town, and that's not going to come from just focusing on the small business and the arts and farms. You need people with disposable income to be patrons of those things. To answer your question directly, I mean, I think anyone who reads the vision and reads it from the standpoint of how much of this vision is dedicated to the arts and compare that to how much of our town comprises the arts, it is horribly lopsided. And I don't think it does the art community any good either. I think a thriving economy helps all sectors.
Yes, and the artistic, I mean, I guess I'm declaring the fact that, because I've been an artist for 61 years, so yes, I am an expert in these things, and I'm bringing a person here at the end of next month, March 24th, Mr. Philip Glass, who's even more of an expert in these things,
I'm going to that, by the way.
And you're going to hear the questions that I ask him about the importance of art for the economy of local areas, and he has some very powerful things to tell. However, every time I bring this up, not every time, but too often when I bring this up, people start to get up in arms and they start to get all nervous and I have to sort of stop them in their tracks and say, just a minute, I'm telling you that the arts are here to stay as part of a diverse economic platform. I am not telling you that the arts are here to stay and that's all that's going to happen here. That's baloney. It doesn't work. Maybe it works somewhere in Europe, or maybe it works in some mountain town. Well, maybe it works in, what do you call it? Where do they have the, in Canada there? What's it called? The, where Robert Redford created the festival there? Sundance. Maybe it works in Sundance, and maybe it works in Aspen. But you know what? I went to Aspen. I lived in Colorado for 5 years. They don't live only on the Aspen Music Festival. They live on everything, including the skiing. So it's a diverse reality with heavy arts effect. There's no reason for that not to work here, but it has to be diverse. And look at a company such as, I can't believe the name, a Porter Brace. Look at Porter Brace. Look at what Porter Brace has done to give people constant and secure work, and it became a world leader in professional movie camera bags and covers, etc., and expanded out from there because of the vision and the designing genius of Bob Howe. Those kinds of companies certainly should not be deterred from coming anywhere in Vermont. It seems that their platform is simply positive. Their footprint is simply positive, and clearly you're not going to say, oh, we'd rather have this arts community come in rather than have this company come in. No, everybody can come in. Of course, nobody's talking about overpopulation here. But clearly the only reality that's going to work in the future, number one, is diversity. And number two is to understand that the future holds less and less commuting, because the detriment of fuel, et cetera, at least for the short term, meaning the next 100 years, you're not going to be able to commute anymore. There are towns all around us in New York State, all over the country, that are realizing that transportation is out. Don't think about it. Stay where you are and make your economy grow with everybody that's here. And I'm sure that it's just happening. It is. And with the ability to commute from home, et cetera, in terms of your work from home, these are all important things. So you're absolutely right. You can't be focused on one reality. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, the interdependence is there. And we need to understand that we all need each other, just like every sector of the economy needs the other sectors. That interdependence is you can't overstate the importance of that.
No, you can't. And truly, people need income in order to spend the income. This is what I don't understand about the economy on the federal level. Continue to take money. Continue to do this and continue to do that. Continue to throw money up the chain and watch what happens. You don't have money to spend, the economy stops. And people don't have money to spend. And the only way they can have money to spend is to have a job to be able to spend the money. That's what they do when they get the money. They spend it. So, you know, it's...
Well, that's an excellent point. I mean, one of the things I say often is that... the free market, which are the economy, the jobs, has paid for more food, clothing, education, health care, and housing than all philanthropy and all government programs combined. Now, there is a place for that, and there is certainly we need a safety net, but we can't do things that limit the ability of our private sector to generate the income that the public sector needs.
No, you can't. And at the same time, the public sector simply can't work without the private sector providing the funds through the current system, which is, of course, you make money and you spend money. It's a shame that you can't be here tonight, because clearly you have a very clear vision. I'm sure Anne-Marie is going to do well reading your statement, but please feel free to come back when you're in the area, and we can talk some more about your ideas. And I encourage anybody else who is running for select person in Pownal or here to come on the show and talk about what their ideas are. Thanks very much, Bob. Safe return.
Can I throw in one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
www.bobforpownal.com.
There you go. www.bobforpanel.com. We'll be back tomorrow, folks.
Thank you very much.